something's gotta give. Laying on the floor, back of my hands to the ground. This is how we're living. Hey, hey, now there's a move I wanna show you. Close your eyes. Hey, hey, look out the road, I'm trying to own you. But we're four-wheel drive, we're all terrain, born to ride. Behind the eyes, visualize, making new connections in my mind. New jeans and blue jeans, you make me scream and shout. Come on baby, let it all out, if you know what I mean. Now there's somewhere I wanna show you. Just past the light, hang right. Okay, look out the road, I'm trying to own you. Bruises to prove it. I might go hologram, but I ain't loyal to the band, 'cause the misfits are the big hits. Hey, now there's a move I wanna show you. Close your eyes. Okay, look out the road, I'm trying to own you. Born to ride. Born to ride.
Do you really want to hear the truth? I bet you do. Anyway, how'd you like that Ortega y Gasset reference in the notes? Pretty cool, huh? Mr. Belding every once in a while can surprise you with some literate insights. Hopefully you recognize where we're going with that. Not to be too political, but I was a little overwhelmed by the protests in Portland, especially as I watch Fox News every once in a while to peek in on what the other side's doing. And of course, they're crying that it's the end of the world. Anyway, episode 169 coming at you, the 17th of this year. We start everything off in the show with Whispertown, a song called Born to Ride from her record I'm a Man, came out on September 1, 2017, and it was reissued again on March 6th of this year on Graveface Records and Curiosities. That's Ryan Graveface's label. Whispertown is an LA-based artist whose real name is Morgan Mayen Nagler, along with Jake Bellows, third full-length LP. Kind of like it. And then we follow that up with Affidavit, a song called The Truth from their record Abducted. Came out on July 4th this year. It's self-released. It's digital only. This is a four-piece rock act out of Paris, France. It collects, five prior singles and lumps them into one piece. The vocalist there is Dori Luventa. And that's about all I know about them. Anyway, I think you're going to enjoy today's show. It's kind of all over the map, as usual, but some sketchy, really catchy stuff. And I'm going to start off with this art punk group out of LA called The Tissues, and this song is called Blind Beast.
Bandage, lies, scalpels, alibi, stain to the wall, make me small to humanize, scrutinize. All I want to see is you satisfy me. Sick inside. Sick inside. Trade satisfy, bleed to the wall. For you, I crawl. Brutal simulation, secret humiliation, catastrophic hard ventilation. The shackles, the whips, demonstrate the grip. Scaffolds, the chains, the cattle night tails. The brain starts pale, can't breathe while I drip. My impurance, restrained to all your clips. Sickening you
Well, and there you have Stockholm punk act Viagra Boys, song called Lick the Bag. That's their homage to cocaine. Came out on March 6th this year on Year One Records. Love this band, Swedish post-punk act out of Stockholm. This is a four-song EP. I've played a track off of this earlier in another episode of this fabulous podcast, Tales from the Dropbox, in case you haven't figured it out. This is not on their 2018's awesome record, Streetworms, but they reissued this in March of this year as a deluxe version with a couple of extra tracks. Go out and find that. It'll be difficult to find on vinyl, but you'll be able to find a digital version. Well worth your time. Before that, we heard Space Age Playboy, a song called Rocket Girl, from their record New Rock Underground, which was originally released on February 15, 1999 on Minneapolis Records, but was reissued this year on June 30th on JetGlow Records. Really love this band. If you missed them the first time around, they were a slice of glam punk led by Corey Clark, who was the vocalist in Warrior Soul. They were around for about 3 years, from 1997 to 2000. They're now relocated in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and hopefully they'll reissue some new tunes because it's a lot of fun. And then we started everything off in the set with The Tissues, a song called Blind Beast from the record Blue Film, which was self-released on January 9th this year. It's an art punk four-piece out of Northeast Los Angeles, led by Christine Nervose. Definitely has that Susie and the Banshees feel. It's their second LP. Go pick it up. It's available on Bandcamp. There's vinyl. I think you'll find that this is a pretty impressive record. Can't hype it enough. And you know, that's the purpose of Tales from the Dropbox, is to hype these bands that you probably haven't heard a lot of. And, I've got mail. Anyway, I'm going to leave that. I'm going to check my email. I'm going to leave you, though, with this next set. I think you're going to like it. This is Varsity, and the song is called Heaven Sent. Thank you.
getting harder these days to keep my cool. But don't get me wrong, I was never great. I remember days when money didn't matter. I was building forts and swamps in the summers, and you were serving tea to the queen, and everything was beautiful. Yeah, we'd run around like animals. But I heard you say it's getting harder. Getting harder these days. We ran away into the night, chasing trains like crazies out of our minds. With no more to lose in our Sunday shoes, we packed our bags and said goodbye. We were not afraid. I remember days when money didn't matter. I was building forts and swamps in the summers, and you were serving tea to the queen, and everything was beautiful. Yeah, we'd run around like animals. I heard you say it's getting harder. Getting harder these days. We ran away into the night, chasing dreams like crazy out of our minds. Oh, with no more clothes than our Sunday shoes, we packed our bags, we said goodbye. Summers while you were serving tea to the queen.
Well, how'd you like that? That was the Head and the Hearts. Called song is called Sun is Rising. It's from a record called Living Mirage. The complete recordings came out on June 22nd this year on Warner Brothers Reprise Records. Living Mirage, the album, was their fourth LP. It was released on March 14th of last year digitally, May 17th as vinyl. This updated version adds four new tracks. Sun is Rising is one of them. This is a Seattle indie rock folk act that formed in 2009 with twin vocalists Josiah Johnson and Jonathan Russell. Great record, a little different for Tales from the Dropbox. Mr. Belding is kind of enamored with revisiting some pastoral type music, and that was obvious by the track before that. That was Starflyer 59, song called Miami. From their record, Miami came out on Velvet Blue Music on June 19th. There were 300 copies of I guess it's transparent green vinyl. Wish I could have picked up one of those. Anyway, this is the latest EP from this Riverside alt-rock group that was formed in 1993. They're originally on Tooth and Nail. They've got 15 LPs out, 9 EPs. What can I say? Great band. If you haven't found them yet, I don't know why. They kind of, sometimes they're rocking, sometimes they're more peaceful, but I think the songwriting is genius. Some of the lyrics blow me away. Definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we start everything off in the set with Varsity, song called Heaven Sent, from the record Fine Forever. Came out on Run for Cover Records on May 29th. This is a Chicago indie pop five-piece. This is their third full-length album. The vocalist, keyboardist, Steph Smith's got a unique voice. I love it, and so I continue to play it. They're a great band. And I'm going to take this opportunity, if you haven't already found out, the Lollipop Burger Records meltdown is in full force. So I hope you go and you search out. There's two Instagram sites, Lured by Burger and Lured by Lollipop Records. It looks like Globelamp, who is tangentially involved with this. And when I say tangentially, she's like the first voice to come out and has been coming out for years about the misogyny and the rape culture in the LA punk rock scene, which is really sad. I know a number of those bands. I booked a number of them early on, and I'm really disappointed as how this is all playing out. But it's about time that the Me Too movement has come to what has really become a culture of hate against women in the punk rock scene in LA, and it'll all sort itself out. It's not about cancel culture. It's about writing what has become a culture of power and hate in a scene. And it's really disappointing as I'm tangentially involved. I follow these bands and I follow the scene. Hopefully some good will come out of it. And again, Tales from the Dropbox stands with all those people who have been abused, frankly, and now their voices are suddenly being heard. Hopefully we can move forward, empower everyone to do the right thing. Anyway, I'm going to start off with a band that has nothing to do with this, but I like them. They're out of Japan. This is Sim, and the song is called Black and White.
Yeah. down on the horizon. The torchlight possessions on the
1, 2, 3, go!
The sunset's down on the horizon.
Well, how'd you like that? That was The Detector, a song called The Decline. What can I tell you about them? They are out of northern Germany. They're from Kiel City. They're a German punk rock act that formed in 2008. That's off their third LP called Ideology. Came out on SBAB Records on May 15th. Before that, we heard The Destructos, song called The Sight. Came out on April 24th this year, self-released on Bandcamp. This is a two-piece out of Philadelphia, Cassidy McCauley and Sam Gaspar. They like to call themselves Evil Radio Dance Rock. Anyway, this is a cassette tape only release, 100 copies, handmade insert. You can buy that. And then we started everything off in the set with a band called Sim, a song called Black and White, from a record called Thank God There Are Hundreds of Ways to Kill Enemies. Came out on Universal Music Japan on June 17th this year. These guys are out of Shonan Kanagawa, Japan. They formed in 2004. This is their fifth LP. It's a mix of hardcore, new metal, and skunk, honestly. SIM stands for Silence is Mine. They started off as a reggae punk act, but I think they've evolved more to a traditional metalish influenced punk rock act. I really like them. Where are we? We are coming up to the last three-song block of this show. I think you're going to enjoy it. I enjoyed it. This has been really diverse for me. I'm hoping you're liking the revitalized, reissued Tales from the Dropbox. To my friends in Germany, thank you for following me. I really appreciate it. To my friends in Canada, I shout out, hey, John, I'm glad you're listening. Both Johns, John B. and John P. Hopefully you're excited by these. I try not to play all screamo all the time. I think you can appreciate that I've evolved from my early punk rock days into someone that's somewhat more diverse. And speaking of diverse, I'm going to start this last set off with a band out of Birmingham, UK called Swamp Meat Family Band. I've played them about a year ago. I think you're going to love this. This is called Friends in the Floor.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Well, there was a band you likely missed. If you're young, then you probably never heard of them. If you're old, you probably missed them. Anyway, that was The Outcasts, a song called Sex and Glory. It was from a BBC Radio 1 John Peel session recorded on September 29th, 1982. Anyway, Captain Oi has compiled all of The Outcast tracks on a compilation called The Outcasts 1978 to 85. These guys were out of Belfast, Ireland. They were basically the three Cowan brothers, Martin, Colin, and Greg. They released two singles, an LP on Good Vibrations, and then put out another two LPs and a mini LP over their career. Great band, remarkably similar sounding, at least to my ears, to Stiff Little Fingers. Captain Oi, of course, is a sub-label of Cherry Red, so if you're looking for this, it's available on CD. Just Google Cherry Red Records and this will come up. It's great. Terrific sounding compilation. Definitely Dropbox worthy. Before that, we heard Hani El Khatib, a song called Alive from his record Flight. Came out on Innovative Leisure Records on May 15th. Hani El Khatib is a genius. He's based in Los Angeles. He's a genre hopper. He plays everything. This is his fifth LP, and this one's all over the map. It's got funk, garage, punk, a little blues. That song Alive is obviously a reference to his horrific car accident, which he recovered a couple of years ago. 3 years is a long time since 2017 Savage Times LP. This is a terrific record, definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we started everything off in the set with a Swap Meet Family Band. A song called Friends in the Floor came on a record called Muck, released on Punkslime Records on June 5th this year. These guys are out of Birmingham, UK. They're garage rock and roll. They're led by Dan Finnemac. Third LP. They've got sporadic releases over the years. This one's hard to find. It's available on Bull Moose Records. So if you are in the U.S. and you're listening, Bull Moose has free shipping, has a wide variety of labels. Sometimes these records are hard to find, I know, because Tales from the Dropbox covers a whole variety of relatively obscure, unknown records. I don't know why. I think they're all pop records in my mind. They've definitely, Bull Moose is really searching hard to find things. Amoeba also carries this, but their website is, frankly, garbage. It's hard to find things. Amoeba also has free shipping. Things to know. These are important things if you're looking for vinyl on the internet now. Anyway, without digressing too far, we're coming up on the hour mark. This is my last track. This is a band called Blush. Song's going to be called Make It Better from its album called Rip Apathy. Came out on Bandcamp on April 17th. Blush is Sheb Fedowski and a bunch of friends based in Los Angeles. This is it's classic garage pop. That's the best way to describe it. Anyway, I think it's a perfect song to end today. Hopefully we can make it better. This is Blush, and until next week, this is Mr. Belding saying peace out.